Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. Paul Edemo with us. Paul, soon to celebrate 50 years in paranormal research. Paul was one of those first investigators in the early 70s, beginning while he was studying for the priesthood. His early mentors include parapsychology pioneer Dr. Louisa Rhine, and Father J. Nicola, S.J., technical advisor for the film The Exorcist, and legendary first-generation ghost hunters Ed and Lorraine Warren. Here's Paul back on Coast to Coast. Paul, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thank you, George. How are you?
Good. And Tom's telling me that Ben has gotten married.
Yes, 3 years ago. How old am I? Boy. People heard him grow up on the air, including on your show.
Does he still dabble with the paranormal?
Oh, yeah, we're still partners.
Okay,
partners,
great.
We still do our radio show, and he's coming with us to Pennsylvania. I'm not going to say exactly when, but there's a wild and woolly case down there you might want to hear about sometime. It's a flap area, lots of Bigfoot. I had my own Bigfoot sighting there in 2016. You could have knocked me over with a feather. Just the beginning. So he's still in there with me.
Super. Well, you constantly update us on paranormal research cases because we'll always have you on, Paul. They're fantastic. So what have you been doing since we last chatted with you on the program a couple of years ago?
Yeah. I'm telling you, time flies when you're having fun. we have a new book coming out in August, which isn't that far away, I guess. It's called Dancing Past the Graveyard, Parasites, Poltergeists, Parallel Worlds, and God. I wish we could have found a P synonym for the deity, but we couldn't. Anyway, it's going to be quite a number of things that I've never written about before, because I really didn't want to. I hated writing this book. It was there were a lot of memories I'd worked very hard to bury, and I had to kind of dig them up. But, you know, I don't know if we're more or less the same vintage or not, but when you get to a certain age, you realize that if you haven't told the story yet, you might not get the chance to. So I thought
right.
It was better to write it than not to.
Well, good for you. Yeah, but, your work in the paranormal has been exemplary. You are dedicated. I always got a kick out of interviewing you and Ben. As you brought him along in this, you do a great job, Paul. We need more people like you.
That's very kind of you to say. Thank you.
So you started off wanting to be a priest. What happened?
Well, that was a long story. I spent many years in the seminary, and as a matter of fact, I spent my high school years. You could still do that then. In 1967, at the age of 14, I entered the seminary. Now you have to be in a regular school. I think it's a good idea. And then in 71. I graduated from that level and went on to the college level, and then into the so-called major seminary, which is 2 years of philosophy, 4 years of graduate theological studies. I did the 2 years of philosophy, and then I decided to switch from the Roman Catholic Church to the Eastern Orthodox Church.
Uh-huh.
And everybody says, how, what? And that never happened in the seminary. The Bishop of Ogdensburg, New York, where I was in the seminary, had a big investigation. You know, seminarians didn't leave the church, you know. But I was at the right academic level to continue into their seminary. And while the seminary at Wadhams, I should say the faculty at Wadhams Hall Seminary in upstate New York, my undergraduate college seminary, was very sympathetic to this work in the paranormal, much to my surprise, the Orthodox were not. You know, as a new convert, keep your nose in your books. They did not like my paranormal work, and they did not like Ed and Lorraine Warren. So,
jeez.
It actually, what happened was in 1977, really the first day or two of 1977, out I went. They didn't even want to talk to me. And someone accused me of performing an exorcism. There were politics in the student body, and one of the students accused me of, which was, of course, utter nonsense. I would never do such a thing. But anyway, out I went, and they talked about bringing me back, but they never did, and probably maybe the church and I both had a lucky escape.
But you were assisting on exorcisms, weren't you?
Well, that was in the previous seminary, yeah. And this is the first chapter of the new book, as I say, stuff I did
right.
not want to write about, but you know, just felt an obligation.
Well, it was part of your life. You had to do it.
It was 1973. I was 20 years old, and I had been working at this for 2 years. I'd written something the previous year that Lorraine Warren had written. That's how I got to know them. And I had the theory that ghosts, which are present, as you know, in every culture and pretty much throughout history everywhere, were souls in purgatory. The good old Roman Catholic doctrine, if you're not quite good enough to go to heaven, not quite bad enough to go to hell, you go to purgatory for a while.
And just wait it out.
Yeah, exactly, to be purged, or hence the name. And that was actually how I started out. And I'd gotten knocked sideways by the unlikelihood of that theory, in light of what I had actually experienced in my earliest cases. So anyway, this was kind of known on a small scale, and there was a priest who lived at Wadhams Hall who was a rather mysterious figure when I first saw him. He didn't teach. I knew he was the chaplain at the local, insane asylum, the St. Lawrence State Hospital, which was right up the road from the seminary on the St. Lawrence River. And his name was Father Lawrence. His first name was Lawrence. And he kind of was eyeing me, and he called me up to his room one time, and he knew all about what I was doing. I hadn't made any secret of it to the faculty when I went there, and my bishop knew all about it. He didn't like it either. But Father Lawrence said, so you've been working with Ed and Lorraine Warren. I said, yeah, and after a number of conferences, he asked me to come with him to the state hospital, where he was the Roman Catholic chaplain. But he was also the exorcist for the Diocese of Ogdensburg, New York.
Okay.
Now, every diocese, which is a regional section of the church headed by a bishop, a Catholic church, has an exorcist, someone who is trained in the paranormal, or at least their narrow version of the paranormal, and will be called upon if any cases like this arise. They are very careful with this. It's very hush-hush, etc.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
So in the October of 73, I was brought in as an assistant to him. And I was absolutely fascinated by how this was set up. There was a doctor who had to be present. There were two nurses. There was another fellow who was an attendant. His name was Leonard. He was a humongous guy. And this was sort of this team that we had all this year, 1973 and into 74, to perform. And there were seven people, ranging in age from 17 to someone in their 70s. And the first one and the worst one for me was a young girl named Barbara, who was 17 years of age, and they're very careful with this. You know, in other words, you know, so how would doctors believe in exorcism and call in a priest? Well, if things are taking place outside the patient's sphere of physical influence, in other words, if the doctor's standing by the bed and the nurses are, and stuff starts flying off shelves on the other side of the room, obviously these are not phenomena attributable to the person's psychiatric condition,
right.
Medical condition or anything else. And when the patient would float off the bed or something, obviously this was something you'd have to call in some outside help for. And these were days when there was a little less paranoia, except about this. And when I tell you, you're going to wonder, when I tell you the story, you know, how these things were kept quiet. But in any case, Barbara was 17. We had to get her mother's signature, who was an alcoholic. As I began to learn at the state hospital there, paranormal phenomena and psychiatric conditions can be intertwined, and it can get very, very tangled, and it can become a real mess. So Barbara, my first meeting with her was with Father Lawrence. We went in, and one of the nurses was there trying to feed her with a spoon. She was addicted to drugs, and there was all sorts of trouble that way.
And this is in the state hospital?
This is in the state hospital.
Okay.
You know, St. Lawrence State Hospital, which was a rather progressive hospital for its time. They tried to establish a family atmosphere, and it wasn't quite the, you know, something out of Jack Nicholson movie at the time, and it was a little bit better than that. But still, these things would happen. So she said, "Who's that?" And he said, "Well, that's Paul. That's one of the seminary students." And she said, "He's good looking." So at least she had a sense of humor. But then almost immediately, the bowl of soup flew out of her hands and the nurse's hand, hit the ceiling, and then came clattering to the floor. And there was this kind of tepid soup all over the priest and myself. And I was kind of shocked at that.
Now, flew out of her hands, though, or tossed out?
It flew up.
Okay.
All the way up to the ceiling and back. And this is an old building, so it was a high ceiling. But make a long story short, they have to exhaust all medical possibilities before even considering exorcism. Father Lawrence believed that that had been done. Medical tests of all kinds, you know, and this sort of thing was a long process. In the Roman Catholic tradition, the bishop has to approve an exorcism, has to approve the exorcist. People have to, who are participating in, on the team, as it were, have to go to Mass, receive communion, go to confession. There's a lot of spiritual preparation. They have to fast. So I had to do all that. Late October of 73, we came in there, and among the things that happened were probably the worst. People ask, you know, what is the scariest thing that ever happened to me? And I think other than having my belief system shattered on several occasions and having to consider new approaches to this, there was, on the second reading of the exorcism, there were three exorcism prayers. And before that, there was a demand by the exorcist for the demon, quote unquote, to tell its name. And I had read this, and I asked Father, how do you know the thing's telling the truth? I mean, you know, and he said, well, they're bound by the authority of Christ to tell the truth. So I said, all right, I'll buy that. So the thing, she had said its name was Chal.
Chal.
I spelled that C-H-A-L-L. And it had come, it originally started with a Ouija board, you know, which is 60% of my cases is kids fooling with Ouija boards, which is a sort of a sledgehammer technique to cut through parallel reality, the membranes, or we can get into that later if you want. But anyway, you shouldn't do it. So we got through that, and then the second exorcism prayer, we got to that part, and the first exorcism prayer on the first day had been relatively uneventful, but we got to the second one, and this voice came out of her when he demanded its name, and it was a very deep but vaguely female voice. It was not hers, and it said, Chal. All right?
Wow.
And I said, I didn't say anything. In my mind, I said, yeah, right. It was as if that thing had heard me. And I've never said this to you before. I've said it very seldom on the air, and it's very difficult to talk about, but when I was 7 years of age, I witnessed my father's suicide.
Oh, my God, Paul.
Exactly. And it was, you know, obviously the defining point of my life. This thing seemed to know all about it. And it said in a language I had never heard. The doctor had to look it up. The doctor was recording all this.
What kind of language was it?
It turned out to be Malay.
Really?
Malay. I mean, they wouldn't tell me what it said because it took him a while to discover what it meant. And at the end of the school year, in May of 74, Father Lawrence sat me down. We had a very spiritual conversation, and he said, I don't feel right not telling you what it said. And it said, it said, I was there when your father killed himself. I told him to do it.
Oh, my God.
So,
and nobody would know that.
No, had that been in English at the time, I really would have lost it. You know,
I bet
this thing had told the it claimed to be in the Ouija board claims to be an Asian prince from who knows when whose own father had killed him. You know, and I don't buy any of that stuff. You know, they do what they have to do to push buttons, but a number of things sort of came to my sort of sense of what was really going on.
Well, were you floored when you heard that?
I was extremely upset.
Okay.
I headed home for the summer, and I kind of kept to myself for a while.
Well, upset because it brought back horrible memories, or upset because
you know, could this thing, if you're ever in the presence of these things, I didn't feel, you know, evil as such. I felt a sort of sterility, a sort of alienness and otherness. And every time I've been in the presence of these things, and this is why I don't think that they're, you know, demons in any classical sense. I mean, they fill the bill. But they were more like parasites. I think this thing was feeding on the very ceremony of the exit, on the very ritual. You know?
Yeah.
But in any case, I thought, you know, Father was going to tell me, you know, maybe you should kind of back away from this. But he didn't do that. I think he saw me as, he says, if this is going to be a ministry for you, you have to learn to deal with these things. And he said that it could get worse. So I said, oh, geez, you know, but I had, you know, but he was very supportive, and I thought maybe he saw me as a diocesan exorcist someday. But anyway, you know, it was extremely difficult. But all through the whole process, and he told me, you'll understand. Well, I think maybe I did understand, but not in the way he expected me to. I think that this whole ritual feeds I call them parasites today.
Yeah.
Energy parasites, you know. I think that they will push buttons. They will be whatever you want them to be so they can eat. And I think it's literally what they're doing. There would be...
They feed off this.
Yeah, I think so. Because when you prepare to assist in an exorcism like this, all of us were, as I say, now, we prayed and fasted. We were calm. But then as things began to happen slowly, you know, people would get more upset. Now, the nurses had, they'd seen this kind of thing before, but that they would kind of get upset. And naturally, this whatever it said, I just, you know, I knew it was to me. I just couldn't understand it until they translated it for me months later. But it was, I think this thing was feeding on it. And they will, because very often these exorcisms will take place, but they don't work. Or they will appear to work, and then the person comes, or as the ritual calls it, the sick person will kind of revert to this situation.
How important, though, Paul, is the exorcist in these dealings?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
That's an excellent question, and I wondered that. Now, Father Lawrence happened to be, at least in my, from what I could see, a very spiritual, lovely man, very strong in his faith, and a perfect person to be doing this. There is a heresy that was condemned by the Catholic Church early on in the history of Christianity, and that was called Donatism. And Donatism said that the efficacy of something like, we didn't mention exorcism, but the efficacy of the sacraments depended on the holiness of the priest. And I don't know whether this was some move toward job security or something, but that was condemned. And it said any priest who's ordained has the power or the ability from Christ to do things like this, you know, regardless of it doesn't depend on the holiness of the person. I've never really bought that. You know, maybe I'm a Donatist. You know what I mean? But I think that even Father Lawrence, who seemed to be very good at this. Something, you know, exorcisms can take weeks, sometimes months, mm-hmm. you know, but he seemed to wrap these things up relatively quickly in a matter of like a week. But I heard later on that after I graduated, it's a wonder I graduated, I did, that he would have to go back and re-exorcise these people. Barbara herself died within 3 years of a drug overdose.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, it
stayed.
I think so, yeah. But it sometimes can take other forms and continues. You know, I've seen parasites attached to families for generations. I was in your neck of the woods, although, you know, in California,
mm-hmm.
At the Learning Connection one, this is many years ago. And it was one night class. I was speaking to a rather large audience of folks from the San Diego area. And they had there was one woman who kind of, she just grabbed my attention. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't because she was particularly attractive or anything, but it was because there was something with her. And she came up to me afterwards, and we had a long talk, and it seemed that she was from a family of a Mediterranean extraction. And not that means anything, but that they had had parasitical attachments in her family for generations. And we have found that there are a number of different species of these things that will feed sometimes on families for whole generations. I think that the phenomenon of possession, as we call it, is not quite what the theology says it is. Not only do these things feed upon the ritual, in my opinion, I think that they can. There are things that have to happen first. The person who is possessed, quote unquote, has to, I think, tacitly agree to it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.